Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Residents across eastern Massachusetts are closely watching Hurricane Earl this morning as it makes its way north along the East Coast. It's off North Carolina this morning. Governor Patrick is asking people in low-lying areas to consider leaving their homes as the storm is expected to bring strong winds and heavy rains. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for the South Coast as well as Cape Cod and the islands with as much as 6 inches of rain coming overnight. For the latest on Earl, we're joined now by meteorologist Eleanor Talbot at the National Weather Service office in Taunton. Good morning and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Very nice to speak with you again, Bob.
So tell us about Earl. What's the track of the storm as it's predicted right now this morning? How close is it going to come to Nantucket, the Cape, and the islands?
Well, right now, the hurricane is starting to move away from the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and it's heading right for our region. It looks like it should be passing about 50 miles or so to the southeast of Nantucket Island around midnight or so tonight. And it does look like it's going to stay as about a Category 1 hurricane, so maybe 80, 90-mile-an-hour winds. Generally, we feel that the strongest winds are going to be around the Outer Cape and Islands, but there is still going to be some effects reaching into southeastern Massachusetts and possibly even getting relatively close to the Boston area, but we really feel it's going to be mainly south of Boston.
Okay, so the heaviest winds on Nantucket and the Cape and the Islands, and you say up to 90 there?
Possibly, yes. We're keeping a very close eye on it because it really still depends upon how the storm is going to move. It could move a little farther offshore tonight even. So we're keeping a very close eye on that, and it could be even less than that. But right now we're thinking maybe possibly up to 80 or 90 miles an hour in gusts.
And again, on the Cape and the Islands.
That is correct.
Okay. What about the greater Boston area?
Right now, the greater Boston area, we do have a tropical storm warning in effect, and we do feel that that tonight there could be some tropical storm conditions along with some locally heavy rainfall. We are expecting some pretty heavy rain to move in as well across eastern Massachusetts and Cape Cod and the islands tonight as the hurricane makes its closest approach.
How much rain are we talking about?
In the Boston area, possibly 1 or 2 inches, and it's going to go up very quickly. We could even see 2 to 4 inches down towards like Plymouth and the Cape and the islands, and a couple locations could even see upwards to 5 inches or more.
And what will the winds be like in the Boston area?
For tonight, right now we're seeing northeasterly winds at about 20 to 30 miles an hour, and now we may get some gusts up close to 45 miles an hour.
Okay, and when is Earl going to arrive? When are we going to begin to feel the effects of Earl?
Looks like we're expecting the lead showers. We're actually starting to see some of the showers reaching into Long Island and might even start to approach the South Coast during the late morning hours. Looks like it will be getting up into the Boston area probably mid to late afternoon. Might see some showers, and then the steadier rain will come in pretty quickly this evening.
And the wind, when is the wind going to start to pick up?
Again, it looks like it's going to be mainly this evening, probably like around 4 or 5 o'clock or so.
And the heaviest of the storm right around midnight?
It looks like right now anytime between about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight to maybe about 2 to 3 in the morning. It's going to move by very quickly because we are expecting the whole entire storm to start to pick up in forward speed. In other words, moving across and south of Nantucket and then moving up towards Nova Scotia.
What might the storm surge be like on the islands and the Cape tonight?
Well, actually, we're not really expecting too much of a problem with the storm surge, simply because it does look like as the hurricane approaches, the tide is actually going to be on its way out rather than coming in. So what we were expecting for a surge, possibly 2 or 3 feet, is going to be counteracted by the tide heading out.
And then, as you said, Earl is out of here pretty quickly.
It is, yes. Matter of fact, wouldn't even be surprised to see some sunshine first thing in the morning. That's how quickly it's going to move out. It's really going to start to increase, move away very quickly. So we are expecting that to, we're expecting conditions to improve pretty quickly Saturday morning.
National Weather Service meteorologist Eleanor Talbot, thanks a lot for joining us.
Very happy to talk to you this morning, Bob.